In Ukraine, there is no clear winner from yesterday's presidential election, but the pro-Russian candidate has taken the lead in the early results. His name is Viktor Yanukovych, which may be a familiar name to some because back in 2004, he ran for president of Ukraine, and when he was declared the winner, it touched off massive street protests, which led to the so-called Orange Revolution. Now he's back, and NPR's David Green is in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. David, what are you seeing?
Hi, Steve. I guess when you have these revolutions that are named after colors, there can be a lot of symbolism. It was the Orange Revolution back in 2004, and now this area outside the Central Election Commission in central Kyiv is all blue, which is the color for Viktor Yanukovych. Several thousand of his supporters are out here. It's an orchestrated rally. You know, they have blue tents almost barricading the area around the Central Election Commission as if they want to show this is our turf. It's not clear how people are getting here. You know, there are always questions in Ukraine about whether schools are told by campaigns to let their students come or businesses are told to let their workers out. But the people I've spoken to so far have said we are behind this candidate, Viktor Yanukovych. We're here on our own will, and we're going to stay here so, as they put it, this election is not stolen from us.
I suppose we should remember a little bit of why this is significant. Ukraine is a former Soviet republic. It's in Europe. It's between Russia on one side and the rest of the Europe in the other. And I guess one question here is which way Ukraine is going to lean, toward Russia or the West, right?
It's always the question, Steve, and it's in a very strategic place, as you said. You know, Poland to the west, Russia to the east. It's always sort of pulled between these philosophies. And I think the thing to note is that back in 2004, you know, former President George W. Bush, other Western leaders, I mean, they just embraced the Orange Revolution. They thought this was going to be a very neat, tidy story. Ukraine had decided its future. It wanted freer democracy. And that's the way Ukraine was going. And now I think we're learning if these results do hold and Yanukovych wins, that things are not so cut and dry in this part of the world. It can ebb and flow, and there's a lot of debate about what philosophy people want, what type of leader they want. Viktor Yanukovych has promised to be a tough boss to put things back in order in a country where the economy has been in bad shape, and he's gotten a lot of support. So I think it's still an open question as to where Ukraine is going, as you said.
David Green, you said if these results hold, is anybody at this early stage questioning the results or the fairness of the election?
Yeah, and people like to say that election results are always questioned in Ukraine. And the Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, and you might remember her, she was a force in the Orange Revolution as well. She's a blonde, impassioned politician. She was out on the streets calling people to fight for democracy during the revolution. She has not accepted these results yet. The count as of now shows her a few percentage points behind, and she said that this thing is not over, and her camp is going to look for every vote they can possibly find. And so we might see some legal challenges, and we don't know yet when this is going to be real clear.
Any sense of where Western governments stand on all this?
I think they're being careful. You know, Western governments have sort of been frustrated with Ukraine. This has been 5 years of a lot of political infighting and paralysis in Kyiv. The economy has suffered. So people who were very pro-Orange Revolution, pro-democratic movement, are watching this, I think, with some anxiety. Although Viktor Yanukovych, the candidate, has said he would open the door to Europe, even though he is seen as the pro-Russian candidate. He wants more free trade. He wants to integrate Ukraine into the EU. At the same time, he talks about protecting Russian language in this country, which is not something that a lot of Western Ukrainians want to hear. They speak Ukrainian. They consider themselves very European. So I think a lot of people in the West, a lot of leaders in other countries are watching this unfold with some trepidation.
NPR's David Green is in Kyiv. David, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure, Steve.
This is NPR News.